Hey, this is Brandy.
This is Brene.
And you're listening to 50 Shades of Slay. Hey, all right. So thank you guys, first of all, for tuning in again this week.
Week two! Yay!
Second episode. We're so excited. So I actually had a poll going on about our very first topic today. I sent out a poll to you guys to see if any of you have ever had period sex. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got some feedback.
I have.
I love period sex. It's the best sex. So I got some feedback. I do want to say to you guys that I did notice more men responded to this poll than women. Ladies.
You would think that it would be the women.
I know.
Where are you at, ladies?
Where
are
you at, ladies? Don't be
represent.
Like, come talk to us. We want to talk to you.
You know you did it.
So I do have some stuff that I want to talk about this period sex, because there is a little bit of a stigma behind it. Some people think it's like nasty or yucky or it's going to get messy and, you know, whatever the case.
Put a towel down.
But that's one of the things I was actually wanted to get into. So unless you do have a super heavy period and it's like that for you anyway, there really isn't going to be that big of a mess. Like, if you think about, you know, like, it really isn't. I'm talking from experience. It's really weird, but most of the time, I don't even really bleed that much when I have period sex.
No, it's pretty much plugged up.
That's what I always thought. I really did think that, though. I was like,
organic,
he must be plugging
tampon.
Me something. Organic penis tampon. Holy fuck. And I mean, like, you can always jump in the shower and shit, too. You know, like, you don't...
Messy sex is the best.
It
sex.
Is. That's what I think, too, but I will...
None of this marinating shit.
We're done with that. So, also, if you do have an orgasm, it is said that it can alleviate cramps. Which, by the way, I'm talking about this because my period is coming. And I'm, like, bloated and I'm bitchy. And so I'm just giving everybody a heads up right now. I'm going to be a little bit off for today because I'm just so distracted. But, yeah. It can alleviate cramps. It can shorten your periods. Shout out to shortening your periods.
There you go.
Right?
There's a trick for you.
There's a trick. Just
put that in your bag.
Fuck like rabbits. Take 2 or 3 days off. But literally,
don't
that's what it says.
Then you'll be all right.
It says if you have frequent sex during your period, it will shorten it by a day or two. Hey.
Bonus.
That's what I want. I need that in my life there because, you go. I, you know, none of us really like having it.
So plus, we know where Brandy will be the next 3-4 days.
Once I start, this is pre-period bullshit that I'm dealing with right now. All the snacks and the bloating and the acne, like, yay. Shout out to my man.
Get ready.
Get ready. But, yeah, and we're hornier on our periods. Let's not even deny that. Like, we really are.
I'm horny all the time. I don't notice the difference.
The hormones go crazy for me, and I'm like a fucking savage animal. I'm like, blah. Like, I just, I swear, it gets, like, so much worse. I don't even know, didn't know it was possible. It's possible. And then, okay, so literally, one of the people that responded back was like, he wasn't really that into it, but his wife is into it. He said that, was that him? No, maybe I got them mixed up. One of the guys, anyways, that messaged us back about this topic said, shout out because you don't need lube.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, well, that's true.
Shout out to not needing lube when you're on your rag. Another
I can't
benefit.
Say I relate.
No, yeah, need. Brene doesn't get her periods anymore. Brene's
and I've never needed lube.
And she's never needed lube. Right?
I got my shit down.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. Oh, you know what? Actually, okay, so I went through this, like, thing where I was like, needed it, bought it, and I'm like, no, I'm only 31. What's going on? I'm drying up. Like, seriously, I was scared. I was panicking for a minute. So I got that stupid fucking lube and did
the KY.
But listen, you know what it was? I come to find out, the sex wasn't as good as I thought it was. Because then I met the person that I'm with now.
Yeah, that shit was oiled up.
Swimming in my ocean. I've never had a problem since. Like seriously.
It makes a difference.
It does, and
for
I didn't
sure,
really realize. I was like, not, I wasn't.
You weren't into
I
it.
I wasn't into it, and I didn't even fucking
your
know.
Your body was letting you know.
My mind's telling me no, but my body, my body's telling me yes. If you don't know what song that was, then you're lame. So for everybody that's actually super, super scared, though, of getting, like, blood on you, or even men, maybe he's scared to get some shit on his, not shit, some blood on his dick. Wrong
yeah,
hole.
I have a little more concern with that.
Wrong hole. No, there's a company that made a tampon, and it's called The Flex.
Oh, that's cool.
Wait, I want to say it again. the flex. It sounds so dope.
I want one.
I know.
I don't even get an answer.
Renee's just buying.
Flex. I'm flexing tonight.
I got my flex. I got my flex in. I'm good. Oh my god. But yeah, they made it, and okay, so it's kind of like the whatever that Diva Cup thing is that you can use on your period.
Gross.
It's kind of like, I'm not opposed to that. I have a few friends that use them. I'm interested in using them, just because of the toxic shock.
You wouldn't
stuff.
Let me know, because I don't know.
I'll let you know.
That just seems so weird.
I'll let you know how my cup goes.
How's the flex work?
So the flex is, it's sort of like that, but it's like more flat, I guess, and it just like cups on or whatever. So apparently, I don't know, you're not supposed to really be able to feel it or whatever, and it just kind of holds it in so there's no mess. It'll stay in for 12 hours so you don't have to be like, yo, hold on, let me go get my flex. Like, you can just already have it in and already know what's up and just be prepared and you're good to go.
Send me one and go.
But this place, okay, yeah, this place, it's, they're not for sale yet, but apparently 20,000
prototype.
It said 20,000 people have asked for one, to purchase one, so they're on pre-order. 25% of these people are men, right?
Really?
Yeah, because they're scared to get
guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah,
why would they be ordering?
We want to know.
Like, can you imagine your man? Like, hey, baby, I know you're on your right, but put this in.
I got the flex. You know, like, I thought all he'd have to say to me is, "I got that flex," and I'd be like, "Whatever, baby. Okay, sure.
Flex that shit.
Flex that.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
I might have to try the flex just to try the flex because
product
I like
testing.
The name. Yeah.
So for the flex, we might need a sample or two.
Come on, flex. Send us a sample. Add us to the 20,000 that are waiting for that pre-order. I got some nasty
drop
shit.
Drop in the summer.
I got some nasty shit I want to talk to you about. Okay. So, I don't know if anyone's ever heard of this. Dubai Porta Potty. This is a thing. This is a group of people that are on some other shit. So, okay. I have a question for you at the very end. But I'm going to... Don't say anything. Your face is already like, bitch.
Bitch. Dubai Porta Potty.
Okay. I'm going to tell you the stories. And at the end, you got to answer my question with full honesty. All
right.
Okay? This is one woman. One woman said she did some crazy fetish stuff involving Dubai Porta Potty. But she got $1 million in her bank account, 24 years old, she's retired. Another woman said that she makes about 15 to 20K in a weekend, but the things that she does gets a little weird. The bright side is she gets to travel and bring a friend. However, get ready for gangbangs, fetishes, people shitting on you, pissing on you, four girls to 5 and 17 guys, peeing on them and doing all this stuff. A woman reported feeling so messed up about this when she was there that she did freak out and leave. However, another woman said 40K in 2 days, bitch. What? She slept
Damn.
With this woman slept with 20 Saudi royalty at once. And she was
for
just 40K? Like
for
40K. No. But don't worry, Brene, because the girl quoted, after the third time you get shit on, you get used to it. So my question, my question to you
it's an
is,
acquired taste.
How much money, 1 million, 2 million, or 3 million would you need to partake in some Dubai porta potty stuff?
And 20 Saudi guys shitting on my face?
Yeah.
Millions?
Like,
like 40K, no.
No, not 40K.
You start throwing
two,
them extra.
3 million?
Those extra zeros in there.
I threw a couple extra zeros on that.
Like, lines might get a little blurred.
I want to know, like,
can we have a contract? Like, some checklist of wills and will not?
You are not allowed. These men are like, no, we're allowed to do whatever.
See, I would draw a line. Like,
you can't. That's why she laughed. The girl that freaked out.
I might be able to handle.
Nope.
Might be able to handle some shit. But, like, when it comes to, like, cattle prods and, like...
Yeah, like they have you
knives
doing, like,
and, you know what I mean, cutting your body and shit like that. I think I would draw a line.
I think they tell you, to be fair, I don't know, because, like, I don't even know how anyone
contacts. I hope you're
contact-
not on no fucking
no.
Porter John site.
Porter John, she said. She just renamed it for y'all. You dirty Porter mother body, Porter John fuckers.
Same difference.
No, I'm not on the site, but I'm pretty sure the way these girls were speaking, it was like Reddit that I was seeing some of the comments about it.
Okay.
But there's different ones. I don't know how you reach out to these motherfuckers, but these are escorts that are that are the ones that are speaking out. But I'm sure that there are other women.
Shit anyway.
That's it. But I'm sure that there are other women, like the girl that took off. I don't think she was an escort. She like went along with a friend of hers that was an escort, and she's like, I can't handle this. But listen, I don't know. I might do some shit for $3 million.
Yeah, $3 million.
Like $3 million, bitch.
That's enough money to forget some shit.
But
literally. After the third time, I guess it's okay.
No pun intended. No, but you know what? I think would bother me more than anything. This is going to sound fucked up. Like, oh, I'm okay with people shitting on me. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I think what would bother me more, like in my heart, would be 15 to 20 men were just running through me like I'm a piece of shit. Like, you know, like.
But they're in Dubai, so you'll never see them again.
Also $3 million. There's pros.
Think about that
and
while
cons.
You're driving in your Lamborghini.
Right? On my way to my shrink because I'm all fucked up in the head for the rest of my fucking life.
I'm not hating on anyone
for their fetishes. Let's just make this clear. I am a very sexually open person, and I don't
just
hate on anyone.
Line on some shit.
Yeah, I just wouldn't do certain things. So I'm not hating on you guys for doing your stuff. I just want that to be known.
Believe me, things can get weird. In
things
the bedroom.
Can get fucking weird quick for free. So. I get it. Girl, I get it. Don't worry.
Oh, I totally get that.
I can't talk about this poop and mess no more, Brene. What do you got for
changing
us?
Subjects.
Changing subjects.
I want to know when you're in a relationship, and not just necessarily when you're first starting dating, because everyone's on their best behavior when things are new.
Yeah.
But after you've kind of talked a little bit and, you know what I mean, you're getting those vibes and you're starting to feel it.
Yeah.
Starting to feel it. Are you going to have a problem if your man or guys, if you're female, has a lot of opposite sex friends?
No.
So, like, if your man has a lot of girlfriends that he's chatting with and hanging out with, even maybe when you're not there, do you have a problem with that?
I don't. I don't have an issue with that at all. Because, okay, so this is how I think of things. Like, I know not everybody thinks the same way, so this is just my opinion. But I feel like it's a control thing when people start putting boundaries on another person. You know what I mean? Like you can't talk to this person or that person or this person because it's a girl or a guy or whatever the case. I don't, you know, we're still individuals within this relationship, and we're entitled to lives outside of us. And, you know,
I believe the same thing.
Yeah.
Completely. But I've been in so many situations where I'm being asked by these guys that I'm starting to see, like, who are you talking to?
Right?
You know what I mean?
And yeah, they get like that.
Why do I have to explain it to you? You know what I mean? Even if it's completely innocent and I'm not even, it's not even a relationship.
Doesn't it make you feel like you're doing something
bad?
Right in that moment, you're like, shit, am I cheating? What the fuck?
Like, oh, is it?
Did I just cheat? Let me check my messages.
Like, and eventually then they get to the point where, oh, guys and girls can't be friends. And I feel like I have the best friends in guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're the ones that know all my dirty little secrets and shit. Because
they keep them.
There's only so many bitches I trust. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's tricky, but I find it's a lot more men that are insecure in that sense. And that drives you crazy because as a single girl, it's like, I don't want to have to explain myself.
No,
like,
you know what, though? Women are really insecure, too, though, because, like, I even getting into new relationships, this is funny because this is actually a topic that has come up for me anyway. I don't think with this one, but in other circumstances where it was like, would you be mad? I have girls that are friends. Are you cool with that? And I'm like, why do you feel like you have to ask me that? Well, because every other girl they dated have been tripping off the wall over this shit for so long that it's like they're afraid to have friends. I'm like, is this world that fucked up?
And I'm getting that. I get that so much.
That's crazy.
As a pretty girl, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You'll get that so fucking much. And it's not fair.
You know what? The pretty girl thing is the fucking truth all the way. Like, you can't even, like, it's ridiculous the kind of, like, stigma that you get just for being dope.
You talk
sorry,
to somebody,
I'm fly.
I don't want your man.
Like,
relax.
I'm worried about it.
I don't want your man.
Like that.
But you gotta be like this.
Yeah. You just brought me back.
I love Missy.
You just brought me all the way back.
Shout out. Now, on the same topic, I'm in a lot of Facebook groups with women.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I just can't. I just can't with these girls. There was an actual post the other day on whether or not watching porn was considered cheating.
Okay.
So, like, their man in the room watching porn, or even if the woman's not even home.
Okay.
Just the fact that they found some porn on their history, And they're like tripping out, like, should I leave my man? You know what I mean? Like, they legit consider this cheating. And yeah. I'm just like, chill the fuck out. Like, I watch porn.
I know.
You know what I mean? In my relationships, I'm probably watching it a lot more than the male is. So it's, I don't know. I don't find a problem with it at all in any sense.
I don't either.
If it's interfering with your sex life, like if your girl's good to go and she's like, yeah, like, you know, come on, baby. Yeah. I'm feeling it coming.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I'm okay. Then you're in the next room jerking off.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Then, yeah, that's a problem. Yeah. But I don't think watching it in any generalized way, as long as it's not affecting, like, the major aspects of your fucking life.
Right.
I can't see how it's cheating, but there's so many women that legit think that's cheating.
They're often, I know. And they lose their damn minds over it. I've actually seen this too, like, full-on conversations of women talking back and forth with each other. Like, I wouldn't have that. See, like, that and, like, going to the strip club, too. Like, they have these
I love the strip club.
Bring me to the strip club, baby.
Dropping the bills,
let's go together. Like, but you know, there's just so many people that aren't like that. And it's always, like, kind of weird to me because I'm like, I don't like. And sometimes I'm like, I ain't even going to say shit because I'm about to sound. Yeah, I'm like, I'm about to sound like some all kind of messed up if I'm like, well, I was with your man at the strip club last week. Bitch, like, I don't know what to say. Shit. But no, but I can see, like, like you said, it depends on the circumstance. So, like, if I am constantly asking for your attention and you're giving it, but I feel like that's the same with, like, all kinds of different things, right? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like it, not just porn, but, like, anything, like, any type of addiction that isn't, like, an unhealthy addiction that's taking away your attention from, like, these hoes on the street, you're addicted to that pussy, and so you keep, you know, that's cheating when you go fuck them. It's cheating emotionally when you're giving your time emotionally to them and not your girl. It's cheating. You know what? It's even cheating if you... I feel like you can cheat on your relationship with many things, including, like, you're going out with your boys. Anything in excess that's taking away, where it's hurting the other person, and they're like, I want you around, like, you. Am I even here anymore? Now it's a problem.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like it's generalized specifically for me to porn or to this or to that. That would just be anything in general that you're fucking up. But that's you fucking up. That has nothing to do with porn.
Let's watch this shit together.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's make one.
I'm down to.
Brene's down to that. I already know.
Hey, Brandy, well, we'll talk after the podcast.
Coming soon to a theater near you. No, I'm just joking. I'm playing.
That's our live next week.
Hey, we just upped our views by like 10 million.
Stay tuned.
You guys have to know that we're fucking with you. Please, for the love of God, don't search the internet.
Meet us in Dubai, bitch.
3 mil. We're going to retire. No more podcasts for them.
PayPal email is.
Man. So me and Brene actually stumbled across something today. Do you guys remember the game Truth or Dare?
Truth or Dare.
Truth or Dare.
All the slumber parties, all the little hidden parties that your parents didn't know about.
That brings me back to, like, spin the bottle.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, remember that?
Seven minutes.
I hated 7 minutes in heaven.
I played that once.
No, I was a brace-face-ass awkward bitch. Oh. I was ugly. No one wanted me in their heaven.
You were never ugly.
Yes, I was.
You couldn't be ugly.
Girl, you've never seen. I got to show you my... We could.
Oh,
I'm going
to
show
have
you.
Some throwbacks. Some real throwbacks. I need to see this. I was hit, too,
ugly. Duckling to a
high
swan.
High school, it was crazy.
I don't even
and
know.
I thought I looked like the shit in
so
high
did
school. I have the little butterfly clips with the twists in my hair.
Sparkles all
rocking
on my eyes
all
so
day
much.
Long. Fucking the big puffy vest.
Oh my God. I had, remember the puffy entire jacket?
I was sick. I thought I was like rocking it, like, look
at
my shit.
Same. And my brace face.
We gotta post some high school pictures.
We're posting. Yo, you guys should post us your high school pictures,
some
too.
Some real throwbacks.
All right, you guys gotta stay tuned
love
to
yourselves.
Our social media because this is going down. We're gonna do a throwback to the...
The real throwback.
The real
none of this
throwback.
Instagram fucking 2 weeks
don't,
ago
and
when you
know
had
what?
Hair red, now it's blue.
Yeah, and
like,
don't...
we need some real shit.
And don't Photoshop it. We want to see your ugly duckling.
Unfiltered.
We want to see it. Okay, so anyway, we found Truth or Dare game online. So what we did, we thought it would be fun to play. So we wanted to play with you guys. So what we did was they on the online, they post the truth questions. So, because, like, it's hard sometimes to come up with it off the top of your head. So, me and Brene went through the list, and I don't know what she's going to ask me, and she don't know what I'm going to ask her. Don't look at my page. And we each have a couple questions that we're going to ask each other. So, you ready to play truth or dare?
Real.
Okay, let's play. Well, it's not.
Be gentle.
I'll be gentle with you. Okay, you ready? My first question. What would you do? This is not bad. What would you do if you were the opposite sex for a week?
If I was a guy for a week?
Yeah.
If I were a boy. It's like, we gotta, like, listen to some songs.
I know.
Oh, wow. I would jerk off. I would have to jerk off, like, a lot. Just to see what it's like. I would be touching myself all fucking day long.
Would you, like, fuck
a
bitch?
I'd have to be with a woman. I would have to. Yeah. You would have to.
I think I would, too. Probably one or two. I'd be like, my count would be so high.
I would be a hoe. I would be a fucking hoe if I was a guy.
By the end of
the week.
That's
not an excuse, guys.
No,
it's
not.
That's only for a week.
That's a week. Yeah.
Not a lifetime.
Right?
But no, I totally would.
Okay, I got it. Okay. What is some... Oh, this is good. Okay, what is something that people think that you would never do, but you did?
Oh.
Expose.
Oh my God. You want, oh no. What? Should I say it?
Say it. You gotta say it.
It's bad. But it was in the newspapers.
What? Let's say it.
No, everyone thinks I'm a goody-goody. Oh, I am now. Yeah. I'm a good girl. But in grade 8, I got expelled. I got expelled from grade 8. I couldn't go to my graduation or nothing. I did a bomb threat.
You did a bomb threat.
I did a bomb threat.
They didn't
threat.
Know it was you?
They knew it was me. They caught me in, like, within an hour. I did it from, like, a payphone.
I wouldn't
phone,
have expected that out of you. Brene, shame on you.
I know. Girl, they laid that. I got all kinds of
trouble. You got it. Yeah, you probably did.
Like, I was a scared fucking 13-year-old. It was a dare. It was stupid, I realized. And it was before, like, Columbine. It was before all of that
shit. I think you're forgiven. So, I think,
like,
you're forgiven.
Well, I redeemed myself fucking 400 hours community service. Literally.
Okay. What is your deepest fear? Deepest, darkest fear. What is your deepest, darkest fear?
Oh, that's a deep one.
Yeah, like a deep, dark fear. Not like spiders. Not like...
Ew! No, mine is... if I'm getting real, I think it would be leaving my kids.
Yeah, that's scary.
Like dying.
That's scary.
Like leaving
dying. Death.
Like,
I'm
death
scared.
Death is, like, terrifying.
Me too.
To me.
Me too. I
sometimes
swear to God.
Sometimes I find, like, myself having legit
anxiety?
Panic attacks.
Me
yeah.
too.
It's like, oh, dude. I just want to live. I just want
to
live.
I swear to God.
It's so weird.
Dude, I thought
you
I was alone.
Too?
I swear I do
no,
that shit.
I do. Like, legit panic attacks sometimes.
I can't. Like, I'm sweating. Like, please. Like, I feel like
I'm going to have another 30
years. It just does it 2 more seconds, like, I just want to breathe. Oh my God, that's fucked up.
Oh my God.
Yo.
I thought I was alone in that too. I love you, Brandon.
That, I love you too. That's crazy.
Does everyone else have that? Like, legit. Message us and learn, like, post. Let us know if that's, like,
because
that's
insane.
A thing.
I can't believe.
I thought just crazy.
Me too. I was ready to check myself in. I was like, something's wrong with me.
Oh,
like,
that's interesting.
Okay, this is a funny one. Where is the strangest place that you've ever peed? Where?
Well, that would be New Year's circa 2018.
You just did this shit. Where?
Oh my God.
Where?
In the freaking stairway of the stairwell of the People Mover in Detroit.
What's the People Mover? Is that a bar?
It's like the above subway.
So wait, you peed down onto people?
No, it was the stairs. You have to go up the stairs to, like, get on the People
and
Mover.
And you peed on it.
And we had to, on the stairwell, I was running down the stairs to get to a bathroom, but it was just, like,
funny.
One of those things. It was either that or, like, a nasty-ass porta-john
I've
that was
peed,
at the
like,
venue.
I've peed intentionally.
Like, literally squatted in the corner, like, don't mind me, like, this is happening, sorry, guys.
My bad.
Keep it moving.
Oh, shit.
Thanks for making me reveal that, Brandy.
Truth or dare, girl.
Oh, fuck.
All right, what you got?
Well, I've got some shit. What was the most embarrassing thing your parents ever caught you doing? Shit's about to get real.
F you, Brene.
Shit's about to get real.
Okay, so not my parents, but my grandma, but she's like, she's a parent to me.
Shout out to Grams.
She she caught me having sex, like, with my ex, but she didn't
Like, she walk
came.
In?
Well, she was working midnights, and we didn't realize that we were up all night banging. So it was like the sun came up, right? And I'm not allowed to have boys in my room. Like, I'm 31, and I still, it's forbidden, right?
Old school brands.
Yeah. So she's banging, like, we're fucking, she's banging on my door. Brandy!
Is that us?
She, yeah. And it was like one of those moments where you just, it like, if I don't move, she can't see me. Like, don't move, just
nobody
don't move.
Nobody hit but us chicken.
Legit, I didn't say, we neither of us said a word. We just waited for her to go away. And then that was it. But that was Graham's fucking move. Embarrassing. Graham's we never move. Talked about it either.
Oh, what do you say after that? And okay, so I have, what is the stupidest thing you've ever done?
The stupidest thing?
Stupidest. Just the most.
Dated
like,
my ass. No, I'm just joking. I'm playing. I don't know. I do stupid shit on a daily. Like, would you like me to give you a list? Like,
true.
I do. I have oh sweetie moments.
That's why
oh
we
sweetie
need
moments.
Your fucking GoPro on.
I
you
need
at
a GoPro
times.
For real. I don't know what kind of dumb shit I do. I'm silly all day long. Like, and sometimes it's not even. I don't know. What's the stupidest thing I ever did? We're just gonna go with dated my ex. I'm just gonna go ahead and stick with that
ding,
one.
Ding ding ding.
Winner.
Now, what is the cruelest joke you've ever played on someone?
My mom. Okay.
Oh, that little devilish grin.
It wasn't, I feel bad because I shouldn't have did this because I was younger, right? Like, I was like a kid. So she, my mom, you're a mom. So you can imagine, like, your heart would probably drop if something. But it was the only prank I ever did. I'm pretty sure.
That'd be on moms.
And it was April Fool's and whatever. And it was like one of those gay like ketchup blood things. Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, did my mom even believe me, or am I just? Or did she just play along? Like, oh my God, Brandy, are you okay? Mom, I want to
know. Let us know. What did you do?
Yeah, actually, because now you have me actually thinking back, like, oh, I was so mean. But now that I really think about it, she probably didn't even, it was ketchup. Like, how could she have even believed that shit?
Well, what did you do?
Well, I squirted it all over my arms and stuff, and I pretended like I got cut, and I was screaming. And you know how dramatic I am.
old were you at this point?
I don't remember. I'm probably too old to be doing shit like that. Actually, I wonder if my mom even remembers that.
I'm sure she remembers her daughter coming, running bloody in the kitchen.
Blah, blah, blah. I remember it being, like, outside or something. It was something
Well, that wasn't
gay.
Too bad.
No. I've never like saran a toilet, but I've had that shit
saran,
done to me.
Oh my gosh.
You ever had someone saran a toilet?
No,
on you?
No, I did the elastic around the faucet in the kitchen so it squirted out when you turn it on.
Yeah, someone did that. The back of the toilet squirted me in my eye. It was not
toilet
cool.
Water.
Toilet
yeah.
Water in my face, middle of the fucking night.
Oh, there's
April
one for
Fool's
you.
Is coming up. We gotta
I
do
know.
Some shit.
Oh, we're gonna fucking do all kinds of pranks. I got some shit up my sleeve.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I'm Yay. Excited. I fucking love that shit. That's
all right, guys. Truth or dare, truth or dare. We're going to leave you with a nice little throwback since we've been singing all these jams like this whole
We're
time.
We're
going to
bring you way back.
We'll bring you way, 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 way back. And then we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. I don't want no man and man. Man and man. We just wanted everyone to be knowing that for sure. That's
Let
a throwback.
It be known.
That's a good throwback, though. Tell me, you guys got to tell us that didn't get you all like hyped up.
In your feels.
Like and jamming, just dancing around, like looking
Have
at
you flexing,
flexing, looking at your boyfriend, like I don't want no. You guys,
take note.
Thank you so much for tuning in to our episode again this week.
We love you.
We love you so much. And tune in again next week, every Thursday.
8:00.
And you can check us out on our social media because you know what? We're going to be posting all kinds of fun stuff. You guys want to get involved with us.
Like
Come on.
It. Share it.
Comment.
Get involved.
50 Shades of Slay podcast on Facebook. I almost forgot. And then 50 Shades of Slay _podcast. _ on Instagram. That's where you can find us.
Follow us and you won't have to remember that every time.
Like, share, yeah, like and follow and then we'll just be in your feed and you'll be like, hey, there's my girls. I love them.
You know you do.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much. We're out.